You know, lightning is one of those things that really, really intrigues me. And we were talking with Larry just a minute ago before the break about his new home up in Prescott, putting on the surge protection, the lightning protection. Lightning can travel up to 40 miles ahead of the storm. Lightning can contain over 1 million volts. The temperature of lightning exceeds the surface of the sun. And lightning strike zone is about the size of your thumbprint.
Looks a lot bigger than that when you see it in the sky.
So when it does hit, it exceeds the temperature of the sun, the surface of the sun. It's 1 million volts and can travel 40 miles in front of the storm. So I'll tell you, we do a lot of lightning protection, but we don't do a lot on homes. You know where we do a lot of lightning protection? Livestock protection. People with valuable horses or show cattle, they're protecting the barn and the stable area.
Yeah.
And if you...
Standing on metal shoes isn't where you want to be in a lightning storm.
In a metal shed. Yeah. You take a look at the air terminal, the very highest point that you put it on the building, and you draw a cone down from there. And that they call it the cone of protection. Every air terminal gives you that cone of protection. So lightning, it's not to be fooled with. It really isn't.
It's an expensive, because copper's expensive.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the install price is pretty much the same. It's a couple clamps and, you know, a licensed contractor, you're probably paying in the $65 an hour for that. But
at least,
it's the copper price. So you follow that if you're... your telltale sign when to buy copper because of copper prices.
All right. We're talking disclosure for real estate transactions of used homes. But before we go back to the topic of the day, let's get back to the phone lines. We've got people that have been very patiently waiting. David's calling from Tucson. Good morning, David. Thanks for phoning in. How can we help you at Rosie on the House this morning?
Yeah, I moved to Tucson about 3 years ago and came from Seattle where I have a lot of rain. And I had my first monsoon season, and I had a big puddle of water sitting under a window of mine. So my wife, you know, she got a little concerned, and so I had to open up the wall and found out that all the framing had gotten really wet, so I had to tear out all the insulation. So I cut the drywall about 2 feet up, and then I found you guys online, and so I called a roofing company, and they came out, and I have a tile roof where over the window that I'm at.
Okay.
And they said they had some problems there, and so they fixed that problem. And it did solve one of my leaks. And then I contacted another person for a window repair, and I had some windows replaced. And
okay.
So when they replaced the window, the frame, they said, looked pretty good. Didn't, there wasn't any, any damage or anything like that on the frame. And so they replaced the window, and the window's great. And then I just had, you know, July 4th weekend when we had that big rain.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still have some water coming through. Now, I have one of those wolf kind of houses where it was built out of styrofoam. There's no exterior wood, so I have those pedal strips that kind of go along the framing to keep the wall in place.
Okay.
And so I'm curious, that's where it looks like the water is coming down, and the water seems to be coming down on the frame of the window, on the side frame of the window. And... so I'm curious whether or not I've had some guys, painters, come out and they say, well, you could just elastomeric the wall and hope that water won't get through the, you know, get through the stucco.
Right.
Or, but I've also talked to other painters and they say, don't ever do that. And I've heard you say, don't ever do that as well. So I'm kind of at a loss now. I do have a nail that seems to have missed the frame and that went through the styrofoam portion, and that nail is wet, but I'm curious whether or not the quantity of rain water that I'm getting would come from a nail itself, or if I'm looking at something a little larger.
Well, let me ask you this, David. Do you still have the drywall inside the room off, or is it all sealed back up and done now?
No, I've kept it off until I know for sure that that's dry.
Good call. And it's interesting that you would bring up elastomeric and mention your experience with it, both from the painters you've had out to the house as well as to what you've heard me say in the past. Now, here's the irony of me taking this call today. One of the projects we're estimating at Rosie on the House Remodeling is a situation exactly like this. They've been in the house 30 years, and it only occurs in a driving rain situation. So in 30 years, it's only leaked 5 or 6 times. But he's tired of it, and he wants us to fix it. The roof has been redone. The stucco does have some cracks in it. And I only recommend painting stucco with elastomeric paint 1 in 1,000 visits. But, David, I am going, this coming Friday, we're going to this man's house. We're going to clean the stucco. And it is cracked. It is checked. We're going to remove all the electrical devices from that outside wall, the light fixture, the junction boxes, the covers. We're going to apply an elastomeric paint because it's protected on the top from an overhang roof just like yours, and it goes down to a roof deck. It's a situation where I can completely control it. So I'm going to put a raincoat over just this piece of the house. And maybe if you'll send me a picture, I could tell you that might be what you need to do as well. Might be the cheapest place to start.
Weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.